Designs. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, August 21st, 2025 edition. One of the things that I've been watching as this budget process is underway down in Lansing, State Representative Steve Cara held a hearing yesterday taking aim at the Advanced Manufacturing District located in Mundy Township, Genesee County, calling the project a failure after SanDisk, a chip manufacturer, pulled out. But the site is still on the market, open to other manufacturers. Cara let a Mundy Township resident, the township's supervisor, as well as the township manager, talked about what they knew about the creation of the so-called Mundy Township Megasite that was created with the help of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. The funding, the dollars, was spent to try to lure SanDisk, a semiconductor manufacturer, into the site. Well, the deal fell apart in July. Story broke, was reported on July 16th. State Representative Carr said that the Mundy megasite is the latest in the string of corporate welfare failures, which raises serious concerns about how we approach economic development in Michigan. Time and time again, we see massive incentives, corporate handouts, offered with very little transparency, limited public input, and very few, if any, safeguards for taxpayers. Well, he heard testimony from Don Ludwig, a Mundy Township resident, an activist who was opposed to the development, and asked him what he knew about the site. Well, Ludwig compared the run-up to the Goshen Project. Very similar things happened here in Mundy Township. You may remember the Chinese Communist Party, Goshen Corporation, wanted to do the big battery plant down in Big Rapids area, Green Township. Well, Ludwig said a lot of the things they did there occurred in Mundy Township. Things were done in secret with no public hearings. Something, however, that was debunked by the township manager during his testimony. Well, according to Ludwig, he's saying the township manager isn't telling the truth. Now, one of the Democrats, this guy is actually, I don't think he's that far from being able to switch parties. State Representative Dylan Wegla, Democrat of Garden City, said he was against the project as well. I think this project, being a proposed $6.24 billion coming from the state of Michigan, has got to be one of the most insane and ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life. And I say that because that's a ton of money that we could be used for schools and roads. Folks, they're only trying to raise $3 billion in this upcoming budget to be dedicated towards roads and bridges. But yet they wanted to give $6.24 billion, more than double that amount, to this mega site in Genesee County. Well, the manager who rebutted what the resident had to say, Mundy Township Manager Chad Young, said that they had held many public hearings, and several times the only person that showed up was a reporter from the Detroit News. The Michigan Strategic Fund had approved $260 million from the Build Ready Site program to prepare the land that could be used for advanced manufacturing district in Genesee County, and said that even after SanDisk said that they would not be building on the land, it was continued to operate to attract other manufacturing facilities. SanDisk was looking for $2 billion in MEDC grants, as well as approval of two tax abatement programs and one 50-year Renaissance Zone. Renaissance Zone. I have never even heard of that one. What the heck is a Renaissance Zone? Well, the Flint and Genesee Economic Alliance said they are continuing to have interest from companies looking to move onto the 1,200-acre site. Folks, that's almost 2 square miles. A square mile, 1 mile by 1 mile by 1 mile, guess what? 640 acres. This is 1,200 acres. Well, the Advanced Manufacturing District of Genesee County is the best site in North America to attract a large-scale employer that will bring thousands of jobs and help boost and launch small businesses related to the manufacturer and create opportunities for young people, said Alliance Executive Director Tyler Rossmiller. But see, Kara very smartly held this committee hearing yesterday to basically show the amount of money that's being wasted for economic development by this governor and these various funds. And here is the biggest problem. The governor wants economic development. She wants this slush funds money laundering scheme, in my opinion, to continue. Republicans are saying, no, lady, sorry, not going to happen. We have the money to fix the roads and bridges in this state. That's what we are going to prioritize in our budget. Mark my words, that's what's coming. This hearing was absolutely typical of what they're doing. Now, one of the things that you have to understand in this process, the sausage-making process of putting together a budget, is laid out basically this way. Earlier in the year, shortly after her State of the State address, Governor Gretchen Whitmer put forward her proposal. The Democrat-controlled Senate approved their budget, $82.6 billion, back in May. Well, the Republicans haven't come out with their house budget yet. And with hearings like this, I think it only further justifies their budget that's forthcoming. Now, all of a sudden, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brings, quote, more than happy to look at trimming salaries for the missed budget deadline. Surprise, surprise. There's other things that are happening in the House. We're going to get into that here, rest of today's show. But one of the things that is the bottom line to all of this, the $3 billion number for fixing the roads. Back in July of 1993, then State Senator Debbie Stabenow, tired of hearing the Republicans demagogue on cutting property taxes, offered an amendment to eliminate property taxes as the primary funding source for public schools. Her point was that it was time for the Republicans to either put up or shut up on the issue. Well, Engler told the Republicans to take the bait. They'd figure out how to fund schools later. Well, that's where Proposal A came from. Now, this year, 2025, could Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brings do something similar? The House Republican majority with Speaker Matt Hall hasn't passed a state budget to support his $3 billion road funding plan without revenue increases. Would Brinks propose one for him and either actually pass it in the Senate or force Hall's hand or defeat it to show what the $3 billion in budget cuts would actually look like? Well, MERS News Service sat down with the Senate Majority Leader and asked a very simple question. We are entertaining every possible means to get to a responsible budget, said Brinks. What is the House's budget? Where is it? And when are we going to see it? We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Was their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. And this story is not going to get wrapped up here in this segment, so we'll finish it at the top of the next hour. On Tuesday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Transportation Department stated publicly that it now faces possibly more than 100 trunkline bridges being closed to traffic by 2035. Within the next 10 years, 100 trunk line bridges. Trunk lines are major highways, roads that we use on a regular basis based on traffic volume. The amount of daily traffic gets designated as a trunk line. Well, yesterday afternoon, a press conference was held with the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, Senator Kevin Hertel of St. Clair Shores, Sam Singh of East Lansing, and Jeremy Moss of Southfield. Brinks answered questions on whether the Senate will get behind a road funding proposal this year. Both the Republican-led House and Governor Gretchen Whitmer has prioritized creating around $3 billion in new yearly funding for road and bridge projects. And the Democratic-controlled Senate has received heat for not yet taking the issue up in their chamber. Whitmer and Hall share the same vision of directing any state taxes paid at the gas pumps to go to roads. However, motor fuel in Michigan is subject to the state's 6% sales tax, which contributes money to public schools as well as local government revenue sharing payments. Because the proposal means gas purchases will no longer go to schools and municipalities, a new road funding plan would involve backfilling those obligations either through large government cuts, which is what the Republicans want, versus creating new revenue sources. New revenue sources, that means raising taxes, which is what the Democrats want in the Senate. Well, Speaker Hall's plan avoids creating new taxes for roads. Democrat Senator Singh said we haven't seen how he actually funds his plan because he hasn't even showed us a budget yet. We said that we're willing to negotiate, but we have to do it within the context of the budget, not by having people in the room having conversations about a budget without actually seeing one. Senate Majority Leader Brinks said she refuses to make the choice between funding schools and funding roads. and that Michiganders should be able to expect us to fund all the fundamental things that the state government is responsible for, end quote, said Brinks. Here's the problem, Madam Senate Majority Leader. Per our Constitution of the state of Michigan, funding schools and funding roads is two of the three mandated requirements of our state constitution. Fundamental things that state government is responsible for is both schools and roads. So you're not making a choice. You got to do both. And the third component is prisons. Well, Moss, being given quote of the day, said even Taylor Swift, when she says her new album is dropping at 12:12, well, guess what? The album dropped at 12:12. House Republicans don't believe in the same philosophy, end quote, said Moss. Well, that gave him quote of the day by MERS News Service yesterday. Meanwhile, with all this time not taking up a budget, surely they could pass some of the 120 Senate bills that are sitting in the House chamber. Some of them even passed in the Senate with Republican votes. Some of them passed with Republican sponsors. Of course, he's referring to the lone Republican State Senator John DeMuth. He says, we have bills such as Senate Bill 96, 97, and 98, permitting daycare facilities to install automatic door locks in the case of a horrific instance of a mass shooting, which passed with no opposition. He said that Senate Bill 215, sponsored by Sylvia Santana, Democrat from Detroit, was co-sponsored by Jonathan Lindsay, Republican of Coldwater. That same Senate Bill 215 aims to offer financial and identity protection for military veterans who use agents to assist them in assessing their benefits. This legislation passed with no opposition. This benefits our veterans, protects their data and privacy. Well, Hall later responded to the reporters, imagine if they spent this much time negotiating a deal as trying to assign blame to me and my Republican majority. Democrats want all these other bills passed, but they won't take the time to sit down with Hall and negotiate a budget deal. We're going to wrap this up in the next segment of hour number two. News break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him.